Thank you, Yolanda. My name is Dr. David Wilfull, and I am invited here today to speak about sleep. So I guess I'll introduce myself as the medical director of the Sleep Spot, Maimonides, which is a sleep disorders and clinical research center in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, very interesting that you set yourself a little bit different. You don't just do sleep studies. You do other things. You have a program that you talked about, and I'm really interested about letting my listeners know about research study that you're doing, that you're paying people to participate.
Yeah, so, I've been doing sleep for, just about 20 years or so, and I've been in different places that provide different levels of services. And so over the years, I kind of had the advantage of seeing what worked well, what didn't, and kind of incorporating all the best things into our operations. So having said that, we do provide a comprehensive service. Like you said, we are not just a sleep lab where people come and sleep and go on their merry way. We offer a full service of clinical diagnostics with providers involved, as well as obviously running the sleep studies, helping people with their CPAP and other sleep therapy issues. And as you mentioned, we do have a clinical research component, and I do want to clarify it's not really paying people to do research so much as we do provide that service for the pharmaceutical industry. In so doing, we are also giving our patients and our community the opportunity to participate in the clinical research as we kind of try to help them develop new medications that might help people in the future. If you end up participating in such a research study, a lot of times the pharmaceutical company will offer a stipend to help pay for your travel and time,
mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily the same as getting paid to do something. It's a reimbursement for your time and participation.
Cash is cash.
It does provide the ability. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, what type of participants are you looking for? Like young people, old people, like Native American?
Actually, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. For this study, it's fairly easy. Pretty much people over the age of 18, both male and female,
mm-hmm.
and folks who are having trouble using CPAP or refuse to use CPAP for their obstructive sleep apnea. And it's the research study tests an investigational medication to help treat obstructive sleep apnea in those folks who have it and cannot tolerate CPAP or refuse to use it. So, and because CPAP is a therapy that we have found across the board, a good amount of patients who need it have trouble getting used to it or tolerating it. We find that a lot of folks end up going without therapy for their. So, this medication is potentially really important to kind of bridge the gap between those folks who cannot tolerate. Or you have that
Oh, I'm losing you. I'm so sorry. I'm kind of losing you in the background there. Are you? He sounds like you're at a zoo.
Sorry.
So how do people sign up to participate or find out more information?
Any patients who are in that category of folks who have been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea and cannot tolerate their CPAP or refuse to use it, they can simply contact us and ask if they can speak with one of our clinical research team members.
Mm-hmm.
They can do so by calling 505-998-7200.
Again, please.
700.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
505-998-7200.
Okay. All right. And your website?
Our website is www.thesleepspot.com. And I like the sweet spot of sleep. So sleep.com.
That's adorable. It's cute. Okay, what about people who've heard about this spree mechanism that's implanted? What's your feeling about that?
So, we have patients who end up going that route.
Mm-hmm.
It is also for folks typically who have trouble tolerating or refuse to use CPAP.
Mm-hmm.
It's an additional option for that population of patients. And it works. It works for some folks. It doesn't for others, but it's no different really than most therapies. There's not one sleep therapy that works for every single patient. So it's just like any other in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have to be ready to undergo, a comprehensive evaluation with surgeons and doctors who implant that device. And we don't do that at our clinic, but
yes,
we do have a very good working relationship with folks who do, and we will refer folks over there if they can't tolerate or refuse to use the standard of care for their food breathing disorder.
Do people have to take medication to suppress their reaction to the implant?
What type of medication are you referring to?
So you don't, the body doesn't reject it and it causes more problems.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
This is similar to the technology that's used in pacemakers that have been around for very many years.
Okay.
So as far as I am aware, that's not an issue.
Okay, all right. So how long have you been in New Mexico?
So we kind of took over management of the clinic in January of 2020, right before the pandemic, so the timing wasn't amazing, but with our wonderful staff and everyone's flexibility, we kind of survived that tough moment in time when folks were afraid to show up for sleep studies, understandably so. We had to shutter our doors, but
mm-hmm.
Over time and persistence, we were able to reopen and continue to offer the service. And ironically, a lot of folks end up having more issues with their sleep during the pandemic, naturally,
yeah,
because of the stressor that it is. We've been around. Well, the business has been around. Actually, the business itself will be celebrating its 21st birthday at the end of August.
Okay.
But myself has been at the helm of that just since January of 2020, which is about 3.5 years.
What made you take this field of medicine other than doing something else?
As most things in life, it doesn't have one simple answer. I think it was a bunch of circumstance and some interest, and then over time it just developed into career. So basically, my wife and I, when we first kind of got together, she was doing a class in sleep medicine, and I was training for the Olympics in the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And so with my training schedule, I couldn't really work during the day, but I still had to pay, a little few of the bills. So a night job seemed like the perfect thing to do, at least one or two nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was decently paid work, that's all you needed kind of as an athlete. Because we didn't really have huge financial needs. You had the cell phone, the car payment maybe, but everything else was provided, especially if you were a resident athlete. Anyway, all that to say, my wife kind of taught me, gave me all her materials from her sleep disorders class, and I interviewed for a job at a clinic, sleep clinic in Colorado Springs, and I got a job as a sleep tech, and the rest is kind of history, as they say. I kind of fell in love with the field, as a lot of techs that have been doing it for a long time will tell you that they get this nerdy satisfaction of helping someone who's sleep, has sleep apnea, you fix their problems, and they thank you as you saved their lives.
Yeah.
So, because they end up feeling refreshed, right? And you go through your life tired and exhausted, you know how that feels. You kind of feel like you're losing out on life when you should be awake and refreshed and energetic. So that was very rewarding for me as a sleep tech to be a part of that. And then it progressed into kind of sleep manager at a sleep clinic that provided clinical research. So I learned that angle of it. Then we founded we co-founded a clinic that was doing sleep disorders and clinical research in Colorado Springs. And, you know, my wife and I participated in that quite heavily. Then we ended up selling that part of the business at one point in time, and then an opportunity presented itself where Dr. Krako, who is the founder of the sleep spot, Maimonides, we branded for the sleep spot Maimonides Sleep Arts and Sciences. But Dr. Krako was kind of looking for someone to take over because he was ready to retire. And through a colleague, I heard about Maimonides Sleep Arts and Sciences. So I connected with Dr. Krako, and we made the transition happen in January 2020. And it's been, you know, a real pleasure to participate in the sleep health of the Albuquerque community. It's been a pleasure and definitely an honor to do so.
Well, it sounds like you and your wife make a great partnership. What was your specialty as far as training for the Olympics, and did you go?
So, no, I didn't go. In my sport, freestyle wrestling, only the number one guy gets to go, and I was never the number one guy.
Don't they have an alternate spot?
They do have alternates, but the alternates, again, the alternates do not get to compete at the big show. It is what it is. The guys who are alternates help make the number one guy as best as he can be. And so it's, in a sense, it's somewhat of a team sport, I guess, even though it's individual competition. It takes kind of a team to make those guys as good as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess a side note, the USA has an amazing freestyle wrestling team now. And so I still enjoy following that.
Do you teach on the side? I mean, to have an Olympian teach, I'm sure people would want you to tutor their young children. That, I know, with all the jobs you have, just add another one on there.
Right, exactly. And I've had an opportunity to be in the wrestling room with younger wrestlers. My daughter is a wrestler, actually, and when she was attending high school in Arizona, I would go there and help coach from time to time and show some moves. But not on a regular basis. But it certainly is a rewarding piece as well to be able to participate in this type of stuff.
I know you're with your family, and I appreciate your time. And I don't want to take you away because family's first. So I'm going to let you go. Please tell the listeners how to pronounce your name again so we can Google you, and then give us the phone number for the sleep spot again.
Sure, thank you. I don't know if pronouncing my name is going to help anyone spell it, but you can refer to me as David Rahul. But my first name is actually spelled with a W if you want to Google it, C-A-W-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name is R-E-C-H-U-L. And I have the privilege and honor and pleasure of being medical director at the Sleep Spot Maimonides, which is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you think you have a sleep issue that you want to discuss or find out more, You can always call us at 505-998-7200.
And one more time, say it again.
505-998-7200.
I thank you for your time, and I'll let you get back to your family. Well, it was an extra pleasure. I just thought we'd talk about sleep, but now I'm all excited to look you up and find out more about you. And thank you for giving me this opportunity and letting my listeners hear about an option to help them discover other options for sleep.
Thank you so much, Yolanda, for having me on. I appreciate it.